perfected and transformed through trials, sufferings, and this sort of thing. The Bible says so. And 1 Peter says, knowing that the trial of your faith worketh patience and love and all the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. This comes from a disciplined life by letting the Spirit discipline you in your natural man. But a lot of times we let the old man, hallelujah, come up and confuse us, and what we're doing is getting right back under the law. And the law is God's demands on our flesh. And the reason that God gave the law is to show the total corruptness and total helplessness of man, that he was able in his own human effort to keep God's law. Now, Jesus Christ has made that possible. Hallelujah. He came and he fulfilled the law of God, that through him we can, praise God, have the law of God written upon the tables of our heart. Praise God. Only through him. And you'll know when it's you, because you'll feel condemnation. And see, this is what the law is all about. Boom, boom, boom. It's to condemn the Adamic nature in us. The moment we start working and trying to keep the law, immediately we feel this tremendous judgment, and we think, well, we sin, and we think, well, I'll do better next time, you know. And see, we haven't realized, but Paul realized, that there's no good thing in me. He says, every time I try to do good, evil is present with me. He says, how in the world am I going to be delivered from this thing? He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ that with the mind I will serve the law of God, and with the flesh the law of sin. That's right. So, you know, Christians have to go through sometimes years of continual defeat, being beaten over the head, because they're trying to please God in their own human effort. The only alternative for the old man, Jesus said, was crucifixion. That's right, was crucifixion. So praise God. The Lord has done it all. Now, like I said before, the natural man, as Paul goes on to say, it can be very confusing if you didn't understand. Hallelujah. And I was very confused. And see, Paul can give us light out of the scriptures, but light doesn't deliver. It takes revelation to deliver you. It takes a revealing of what Paul is trying to say and what Jesus has shared with Paul. Paul got the revelation. And when he got the revelation, he was set free. And we can receive light. What I'm giving you now is light. But unless God gives you a revealing of the light, there will be no change. You see what I mean? So we can read the scriptures all the time. And that's light constantly coming our way. But light doesn't deliver. It takes a revelation. And Paul was desperate. He was desperate. And he got to a situation to where he hated this dilemma of every time he was trying to do good, present was evil with him. And he says, I'm tired of serving sin. He said, what in the world can I do? Then he got the revelation, hallelujah, that through Jesus Christ, we can have the victory. In other words, like it is a revelation, it is also a state of consciousness. We forget sometimes what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. Right. It was so magnificent. The Bible says, as in Adam, all die. But in Christ, all are made alive. Our spiritual man was made alive. Jesus Christ did not have an old man, but he had a natural man. That's right. In very few times did he even exercise that. He had a personality, just like we all have a personality. But the old man, let me tell you what the old man is. Adam, before he fell, wasn't an old man. When Adam fell to sin, he became the old man. And the Bible says that we were all born through Adam. So we're born into this world with an old man. Yet there's a natural man that God wants to perfect. Hallelujah. And this is through suffering and all these things to make us precious stones. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, that's my sermon. Hallelujah. You get the point? You want to hear more? I just don't, you know, I don't want to keep you. unless the spirits are going that way. Speak up.
Preach on, brother.
I know you want me to preach till midnight. Praise God. What do y'all feel? Well, now, you don't want me to do that. I feel too good. I preach till midnight. Midnight? Okay, midnight. Everyone take off your shoes. Praise God. That's what we got going here.
What do you know?